You're listening to SBS News.
Australian dairy farmers suffered when the federal government got rid of the 457 visa system, which gave farmers the ability to recruit skilled overseas labour. The decision to drop the visa came from the Fair Work Commission, which found 40% of visa holders were no longer employed by a sponsor or were being underpaid. Now, the dairy farming industry claims it's in a state of crisis. Australian Dairy Farmers President Terry Richardson says they've been left in the lurch with the visa abolished because they relied on those skilled overseas workers.
Advertisements are placed, farmers reporting no interest or very little interest. We have farmers who have opportunities to grow their business, but because of labour shortages, they're unable to do so.
Some dairy farm workers qualify for a temporary skills shortage visa, but other roles like production manager and senior farmhand are overlooked. Australian Dairy Farmers is calling on the government to offer dairy workers longer visas and pathways to permanent residency. Mr. Richardson says without a reliable migrant workforce, many farms will struggle to staff their businesses.
The industry puts a lot of resource into providing training and the skills or upskilling people, but we just don't have the numbers required coming forward at this point in time.
The Australian Council of Trade Unions says traineeships and apprenticeships should be provided to young people in particular, especially those struggling to find work. The union's Andrea Maximovich says the government should focus on training local workers.
We are calling for a complete revamp of both our vocational education training sector and also our higher education sector. Because the reality is that for too long now, governments have neglected and allowed dodgy private providers to come in and offer courses which have absolutely no benefit to employers in terms of their skills.
John Fairley is a dairy farmer in Picton, New South Wales, whose family has run a farm for 7 generations, a similar situation to many dairy farmers across the country. He notes the next generation of farmers is not necessarily stepping forward, less willing to take on the family business, and some dairy farms are being left understaffed. Mr. Fairley says the industry needs to offer an attractive and viable career pathway for local workers.
Cheap bread, cheap meat, cheap veggies, everything's down. Just not enough money around to be able to get those debt levels down. I'm sure some of the kids would look at that and go, no way, I'm out of here.
Andrea Niehoff, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.